friends. Welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. This week we have our coffees. Drew made us coffee.
Yes, I did.
And espressos. Pretty good.
They are pretty good. I did find a new drink at Starbucks, but I can't really customize it the way I want to, like on
the app.
Like if I order it. Yeah. So I have to like go in person.
Do you want to share with them what it is? Or do you want to gatekeep it?
I'm going to gatekeep. I'm just kidding. It's not even my drink. I saw a girl on TikTok get it. So I was like, that looks pretty good. I want to try it. But she gets like a grande iced white mocha with a strawberry cold foam. And it's, if you're like, that sounds like a fuck ton of sugar. It is.
It's a fun drink. It's a fun and silly
I'm
drink.
I'm trying to figure out how to make it sugar free and not because calories. It's literally because like it'll fuck my stomach up if it's too sweet.
So you can only have like one every other day.
Yeah, that's me being old. Like,
yeah.
When you get old, it's literally you developing allergies to shit you've never
literally
had allergies
mommy to. I was at mommy's house and they went to In-N-Out and daddy got a soda with his meal, so he gave it to me. Mm. I took two sips and well, my stomach hurts.
Me and soda are like this. If soda ever turns against me, I might have to kill myself. how much I love a fucking son of it. And I mean like a Diet Coke or a Diet Dr. Pepper.
She doesn't care where we're going. She's gonna get a water and a Diet Coke.
I used to be.
And she's gonna need a refill on her Diet Coke before she needs one on her water.
Absolutely. The water lasts me the whole meal. The Diet Coke, however, will not.
And you know how many Diet Cokes a meal? Probably like three, right? At a restaurant.
No, that's when I'm like going crazy. I'll have like maybe two.
Yeah, sure.
But like if I get to my third one, we've been there for a while. And then at that point it's not my fault.
Well, the third one will be like her dessert. If she like,
yeah, like I'm not even eating anymore. It's just like the taste of the soda is nice, so I will have it.
It's so gross.
But my thing with soda, well, that's why like I have diet soda, so that's why like the sugar doesn't hurt me, right? Mm-hmm. But that coffee that I order, it's from Claudia Walsh. For those of you who watch Claudia Walsh,
shout out Claudia.
We love her and Kennedy. Yeah,
They're literally us.
There are tethers. We're like the evil ones.
But you're Claudia and I'm Kennedy, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Life situation too.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Like literally. I love both Claudia and
Kennedy. I told Teffy, because awesome. Teffy and I are both oldest sisters.
Yeah.
And our younger sister is happily in a relationship. She goes, man, we have a lot in common, huh? She's like, when's the last time you went on a date? Well, I don't want to talk about it.
Teffy kills me.
But anyways, we love the Walsh family.
Yes, we do.
The Walsh sisters. The Walsh cinematic universe.
Yeah. And they have a brother too, just like us.
But he's oldest.
Yeah, I think their brother's the oldest one though. But anyways.
Just like the Titus family.
Yeah. Literally. Tethers. We're all tethers of each other.
Yeah.
We're like everything everywhere all at once. Like we're all
alternate universes.
Different alternate universes. Yeah. That's us. But anyways. So I got that drink from her because I was like, damn, that looks good. And I didn't know they could do strawberry cold foam. And so when you get it, it tastes good. But I get mine made with oat milk because, again, my IBS. Actually,
it's not IBS.
No, it's not. Let me take that line again. I get mine made with oat milk because of my like violent dairy or like lactose intolerance. It's not even a dairy allergy, it's lactose.
Yeah.
They're not the same thing.
No so like you can have butter but you can't have,
yeah, it's like dairy intolerant means you can't have anything with dairy.
Okay.
Lactose intolerance means like you can only digest small amounts of lactose at a time.
Oh, okay.
So when you eat stuff with heavy amounts of lactose, you have diarrhea.
Yeah,
because your body's like overworking trying to like process it, can't digest it.
Yeah, you know, I remember in that episode of SpongeBob where it's like in his brain and everything's on fire?
Yeah,
that's my stomach at all times.
So you're probably dairy intolerant.
I have an allergy.
See, like our dad is lactose intolerant, which is like violently lactose intolerant. Yeah. Which he has passed down to all of us.
Love you, girl.
And you know why I know that? Because one time I ate at Cheesecake Factory with Billy and I had a cheesecake, and then we got in the car and literally 10 minutes into the ride, I was going to shit myself.
Yeah.
Like, and he had to like rush home, and then I had to sprint in the house, and then I was in so much pain and my stomach hurts. So it feels like knives are like stabbing my stomach. And as I was laying there writhing in pain after I went to the bathroom, I looked it up. What's the difference between, I was like, how to stop myself from pooping in my car, in my Prius on the way home from the Cheesecake Factory.
Mm.
And that's how I found out the difference.
What do you think's worse, diarrhea or period poop?
Diarrhea.
Period poop feels like I'm pooping out lava, though.
It does, but like I...
And I have
when
cramps.
When I'm on my period...
And I'm breaking out.
But see, like... And when my boobs hurt. When I'm on my period, it's not my fault.
Sure.
When I have diarrhea from eating too much lactose, you're that's 100%
right.
on me.
Yeah, you're right.
And then the whole time I'm thinking, why did I eat that? What mm-hmm. was the point? What did I gain?
And then I'm like, at Starbucks, I'm like, one grilled cheese, please.
But see, that's why, because I used to think like, I'm not fucking allergic to dairy because sometimes I can eat stuff with dairy that and it doesn't hurt me. But that's why, because I'm lactose intolerant, not allergic to dairy.
I can't wait for everyone to sound off in the comments below.
About how wrong I am.
Yeah, correcting
about my
you.
Own medical diagnoses. That's just what I read on Google and it checks out because I can eat a cookie and nothing happens to me.
Yeah.
But if I have a triple layer, 6 cheese mac and cheese,
I will die.
I'm like jetpack on my back. Like
that's one of the grossest things you've ever said on here.
I actually got that joke from a movie.
What movie is it?
Girls Trip. I watched it on the way home.
I've never watched it. Is it good?
It's so funny.
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious. That movie is so funny. It's one of those fun movies. It's like a fun, feel-good movie.
We went to New York for a couple days.
Yes, we did.
And we got to see Wicked on Broadway.
Yes, we did. And
it was really cute.
I met many of you there.
It was super
we were all
cute.
There together. But it was so good. We wanted to see it. Well, first, I've never seen Wicked on Broadway.
Yeah, none of us
I've
have.
I've watched it on YouTube.
Okay.
I've watched Wicked just on YouTube.
Okay.
But we wanted to see it on Broadway because the movie's coming out
next year.
Next year. So
we want to prepare now.
We're studying up.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful.
Yeah.
Just such an amazing show. We love Broadway. I was literally telling Billy because we were there and we were in New York for like a very short time. So we flew in Tuesday, worked all day Wednesday, and then went home Thursday. And I was telling Billy, I think like...
That's like the best way to go to New York.
For us. For me personally, yeah. No, I was telling him, I think that we did well with the sleeping schedule and like didn't feel that terrible.
Because we got up on time.
Yes, but also because we stayed up the first time we were there. Like we stayed up till like midnight and then we went to sleep. But normally when we fly in, we're so tired, we just
go
keep
sleep immediately.
Yeah, we just sleep all
night.
No,
and then I don't wake up the next day till like almost 11.
Yeah, so that's why we woke up on time the next day.
Because Phil asked to go to breakfast.
Yeah, because we stayed up that whole night. Like we pushed through.
Yeah.
And then we woke up. That's why we woke up at a reasonable time the next day.
No wonder it was more fun.
Yeah, that's what I told Billy.
And I didn't cry at all this time, guys.
Growth. And that's also a win.
Yeah. I didn't cry before I went or there, so I'd count that as a win.
I count that as a win for you, too. Oh, wait. I didn't even finish my... Anyways, that's the drink. The Starbucks drink. Yeah.
The Starbucks drink.
If anyone knows how to make that sugar-free, like, please let me know. That would help me out a lot.
Yeah, just don't get any...
So it doesn't hurt my tongue.
Don't get any of the milk or the foam or the shots.
No, well, the strawberry cold foam, it's like, if it's just on the top, it's not that bad because it's not all in the drink. Like it's when it's like it like sugar carries that fucking drink.
No, I know.
So
it tastes like strawberry milk. So, or like I send you if when you were little, did you eat those Sunday cups? Like you'd have them at birthday parties.
Yeah.
And they come with the little wooden spoons. It tastes like the strawberry one.
It's really good. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. I can't get it. It'll hurt my tummy. And we got to eat at Whole Foods. I love Whole Foods.
Yeah, everyone in
the hot bar. I love the hot bar.
Everyone that works there is incredibly rude, but but the food was really good.
But you know what I was thinking? Because I've been to one Whole Foods in California.
Yeah.
Like I've only been once.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if maybe it's just because we're in New York and that's how
maybe
New Yorkers live their lives.
I had to ask 3 different people the same question because nobody would help me.
Yeah.
And then I was like, if I ask one more person and they're rude to me, I'm gonna walk out with the food.
Yeah.
I'm going to commit a crime. So it's on you. What happens next? Just kidding. I would never steal. That's a joke.
Not from Whole Foods. Not ever. Anyways, we went to New York. Okay, so two movies. We're almost done with our Zoomies. Actually, we're not. We're just getting started.
Wait. I was going to say, when we were in that Whole Foods and we're like making that food and whatever, I was thinking of that audio that's like, capitalism really popped off today, baby.
Ladies.
Ladies, yeah. That's how I felt. Eating at the Whole Foods bar.
What was I say? So we saw two movies, y'all. So last weekend we saw Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I'm not joking, the best MCU movie that's come out since Endgame. Like, I loved.
That's not true. Wakanda Forever was really
and
good.
And Shang-Chi. And then this one. Yeah, I would say it's up there. They're all kind of even keel amongst each other.
Minus Wakanda Forever last year, this one has been the best one that's come out in a while.
I was really disappointed by the Multiverse of Madness and Thor Love and Thunder.
Yeah.
And then I think the only show I liked.
We saw Quantumania.
That one was good.
Quantumania is good. I know a lot of people didn't like it, but I liked it.
It was okay.
It's entertaining.
Yeah. But this one was so good. I cried throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, this Guardians is
is just always my favorite part of the MCU. Like, I just love I am so excited.
Their dynamic is really great.
Yeah, their writing's always really good.
It was wonderful, very emotional, but it was 10 out of 10.
I saw Crutches and Spice say that it's literally eugenics.
Would make sense.
Like, you never really think of it till you think about it after.
Yeah, that would make sense. And then they live in fear of what they've created. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. That makes sense.
Anyways, 10 out of 10, recommend. It is really sad, and there are animals that get a little bit hurt in it. So if that hurts you, don't watch it.
Yeah, yeah. There is animal cruelty in it. Yeah. It's all CGI, but still, if you are like easily like scared by stuff like that, like, I wouldn't recommend seeing it.
I know.
Movie overall is very, very good.
Like, I remember my old boss, he said that his daughter, she was like probably like 4 at the time, she loved Frozen, but he said there's a way to watch it on the DVD where it just plays all the songs, because he was saying she can't watch things with conflict in it because she'll cry like immediately when people are fighting. And so I wish there was a way.
That's so sweet.
I wish there was a way for you guys to watch Guardians of the Galaxy 3 where it just skips all those parts.
Skip those parts.
But you still understand what happened, but you don't have to see it.
That's so sweet.
I'm all, me.
What a, like, yeah. I can't relate to that, but so sweet. What a tender hearted baby. Like,
so I figured out on the DVD, you could just play, there's a version where it just plays all the music.
Oh,
so there's
that's
no fighting.
Sweet.
No one's crying.
Oh, that's really sweet. I love that. That's kind of like, I saw one of my mutuals. She was talking about how Disney offers an option on where you can watch the movies with an ASL interpreter.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, like in the corner.
Yeah.
So it's like a person in there like acting it out and signing. Follow it, which
that's
I was
really
like,
cool.
She was like emotional watching it. She was like, this is so great. This is what it means to be accessible.
Inclusive, yeah.
Yeah, accessible and inclusive.
That's really cool.
And I was like, that's so fucking cool. I love that. So if you guys are scared by that,
don't
see it.
Watch it. Yeah.
But if you can like stomach it, like, not that we, like, love watching that stuff, but, like, I could get through it. Great movie. Such a great movie. And I will say, too, the violence that's, like, committed against the animals is not, it's not used in a way where it doesn't, like, add anything to the story. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, where it's, like, just for the sake of it. Like,
yeah, like, I hate, like, there are certain things in TV and film that I just can't watch.
That's a huge reason why we don't watch American Horror Story, because I feel like they use SA not even to really move the plot. It's just
you. It's just to shock you.
And I can't stand that.
Me
so,
either. I hate shit like
But that's
that.
What she's talking about. So like, they don't use animal cruelty to just like...
Yeah, it's for the sake of the backstory. It's for the context. It's not used... It's not... First of all, it's not like a huge focus of it in that sense. Like... You're not like watching it for like way too long or anything like that. It's like implied more than anything. And then it's in order to move the plot, like, just so everyone's aware.
I agree.
But I fucking hate when they add stuff that's like triggering or violent and it's not for the sake of the plot. It's just to be scary. Like, that's horrible.
That's
one
of the 13 reasons why it was for me too.
Well, that's why a lot of adult shows, I say adult shows, like I'm not an adult. Dayson watches first and then she tells me.
And then I'll tell her, yeah.
Yeah. And if it is bad, she'll just like explain it to me and I'll just never watch it. See, so you guys make fun of me for watching the same shit over and over, but I know what's going to happen and that's why I do.
That's why she, like, she doesn't watch Euphoria either.
Yeah, I don't watch Euphoria either.
Which Euphoria does do that. So that's what I was saying.
Yeah. So, and that, and I knew that, so I never watched it.
But she wanted to know all the memes. So
yeah, but then I feel left out. So then Dayson just gives me a Cliff Notes version of what's going on.
Yeah.
That's why she's always like, do you care if I spoil it for you? And I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm. But I do care if she spoils it for me. So
yeah, which is unfair.
So. Yours is a mental illness. Mine is not. So I don't want
that's to true.
All right, friends, we're going to take a quick little break with our friends at ZocDoc. So perhaps this is you. Maybe you've been stewing about a health problem you have. You almost resort to texting your group chat to get your friends' opinions. You're extremely unlikely to find quality medical advice in your group chat, but you can find it from a doctor on ZocDoc. Thousands of medical professionals on ZocDoc are there to help you. They listen like a friend and give you the expert care that you need. When someone is just exceptionally good at what they do, it could be a waiter, a chef, or a doctor. You just know you're in good hands. It's like seeing a waiter balance 5 trays of sizzling fajitas on one arm, a chef running a kitchen solo that Gordon Ramsay would be speechless, and it makes you confident in them. When you find the right doctor, you can feel it. You feel heard and at ease. On ZocDoc, finding the doctor that's right for you is seamless. The quality care you need is just a few taps away in the ZocDoc app. So, ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. My personal favorite part of ZocDoc is the patient reviewed portion. As someone who has hated making their own doctor appointments all the way up until now, I'm going to be 30 this year and it's still really hard for me. I really enjoy looking through what other people think of doctors, especially as a woman. I feel really uncomfortable when I go to the doctor. So I'm glad that that part exists on ZocDoc. So go to ZocDoc.com/2idiotgirls and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/2idiotgirls. ZocDoc.com/2idiotgirls. Now back to the episode.
Another movie we watched last night was the remake of White Men Can't Jump on Hulu.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was really cute. I liked it. I thought it was okay.
It was good. I mean, I fell asleep, so I didn't finish it. But I watched like probably like 60% of it.
Only 60?
I think. I don't know what I missed.
Did you watch them go to the big tournament?
Yeah, I watched them go to the tournament. I watched them like...
Wait, those are spoilers too. For
yeah, I watched them like kind of goof and then they were like, we got to come together. And then they started like talking shit in order for it to like work.
Okay. Was you know this the 2-on-2 tournament?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you did miss a big... Yeah, they go to another one.
Oh, yeah. No, see, I watched not very much. I watched more than half of it, but like I didn't finish it. But from what I saw... It was cute.
Yeah.
It's like entertaining. I'm pleasantly surprised Jack Harlow's like a pretty good actor.
He's really funny.
Yeah, he's funny. I wouldn't say he's like...
I mean, like De Niro or anything.
Yeah, yeah, but also like it's a silly movie. So like you're seeing him in a silly context, but like he's good.
I thought he was really good. Yeah.
I feel like they filmed it in a way to make them look huge. I don't think they're huge. That's just, I think that's movie magic, in my opinion. Because every time you see their full bodies, it's far away.
Did you watch the clip? I can't remember if I sent it to you from the Kelce brothers on their podcast where they were talking about what's the best trophy. So they were ranking them like professional sports trophy.
No.
Because Travis Kelce was pretending to, he was holding the Lombardi. Is that what it's called? The Super Bowl one?
The Super Bowl
one. And he was pouring a beer down it, like funnily into his mouth, like on a stage at something. And then he spiked it on the ground.
Yeah.
And people thought it was the real one. And he goes, do you think I'm that insane that I would do that to the real Lombardi trophy? So they were saying, oh, what's the best one?
They don't even let you, like, the real Lombardi, they let you hold supervised.
Yeah.
They would never let you,
so
like,
so he's like, it's not
real.
Yeah,
take it.
He goes, and look how small it looks in my hands. Like,
yeah.
And
so, the real Lombardi is huge.
It's a big, so they were talking about that. And then, what's it called? They were saying, they were saying the NBA was like, you guys didn't even bring up our trophy. So they sent whatever that trophy's called to, what's about to Jason's house?
Yeah.
And he was like, look how this thing's bigger than, like, he's holding it and it looks crazy. And he's like, and you know what I realized?
Why? Is it a replica of?
No, it's the real one. So I've seen people like filming videos with the Stanley Cup from my Stanley Cup, the hockey one.
Yeah.
Where they're like sending it to people's houses and they're letting them like film videos with it.
Why?
Like that Garrett Castro guy that does all the flips and dyes his hair.
There's no way it's real.
It is, but they have someone there watching him with it. So okay. I don't know if it's to like promote like the new season.
Okay.
Of
okay.
Hockey
well,
or
that
something.
Makes more sense. I was going to say, they're not FedExing that thing well, anyway, to a rando.
They sent him the NBA one, and I think someone was there to like watch him hold it and stuff.
Okay.
But you're saying, I realized when I opened it, the reason it looks so smaller and normal size is because there's like men that are 7'9" holding it when they win.
Oh, the NBA.
So it looks
trophy.
Like a little guy when they're holding
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Which it I looks like was, an Oscar.
Yeah. Not even.
Like, well, Oscars are big too. Yeah. Like Oscars are a lot bigger than you'd think.
Watching Brendan Fraser hold his compared to like when Michelle Yeoh's holding
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like yeah. It's perspective.
But. Yeah, but I thought it was really funny. I don't remember why I brought that up. But oh, we're talking about people being big and tall.
Yeah, being tall.
Yeah.
Well, like
Jack Harlow is 6 feet tall. I can't remember what I watched, but they said, something that I watched, they said he was 6 feet tall. And even Billy said he looks at least 6 feet tall. I wouldn't say more than that.
Me just always rooting against men.
Stupid.
I would say, yeah, maybe, but like I'm 6 feet tall. So like, it's really not that big of a number, but okay. I get it. But my point, and also 6 feet tall in basketball is like 5'3". But like,
I'm not looking at him and thinking he could go professional. I'm telling you.
No. I'm just saying like in the realm of basketball, like that's not very tall. However, right, when they film the movie, like it's like movie magic where so I'll give you an example of like a shorter person. So like the guy who plays Jon Snow.
Yeah.
When he was in Eternals and his love interest is the girl from
Gemma Chan.
Yeah, Gemma Chan. When they're eye to eye, like they film really tight shots and then they had him stand on something. So they're eye to eye. When she was with Richard Madden, right, which is her other love interest in the movie.
He's very sexy.
That's zoomed out because they're about the same height. Or, well, like, he's taller than her, but not by much.
Yeah, he's like 5'11 and she's 5'9". Yeah, I think she's tall. I feel like we've looked this up before and
yeah,
I don't want to look
it up again. I think we have, yeah. But, like, my point being, like, they zoom out because it's they don't have to like cheat it at all because he is taller than like significantly taller than the guy who plays Jon Snow.
Yeah.
So my point in saying that is in the entire movie, there's really tight shots on them when they're up close and they fill it so that the head is like right here, which is not normal, but it's to emphasize how big they are. Like they're like, oh, look how tall these people are. You know what I mean?
When or they film down below. So
yeah, when they're walking through a hallway and there's people passing the shot is really tight like this because it looks like they're like towering over everyone that walks around them. My point being, I feel like they were cheating it because he's really not that tall. That's why. No, taller than the average guy, I'm sure. But he's not tall, so that's why they.
We never talked about meeting the Jonas Brothers because we did that the week Morgan came on.
Oh, that's right.
They weren't very tall, but they were all very nice.
No, they're small. Like I was describing it as like when I went in there, it looked like I like like I like went like this to go in the doorway. I didn't, but like
Elf.
Yeah. No, literally, I was Will Ferrell and they were Papa Elf. Like that's what it looked like. But that's again because I'm extremely tall.
Yeah.
I tell people this all the time. If you go into this industry, you're gonna see everybody's little.
Mm-hmm.
Like everyone, like the most famous person you know is this tall. Like
Meghan Trainor's kind of average height.
No, she's not. She's like 5'4".
I don't remember. Yeah, I've met her when I don't
remember.
Every
time you've seen her, she's sitting.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
When I met her at the music video, I stood up say hi to her. Yeah.
Well, when we came on my show, like my episode with her, she was like, I always forget how fucking tall you are.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know, everybody does. But that's why, like, when you meet.
I thought she was like Britney's height.
No.
Oh, okay.
See, even Britney Broski, she's tall, like taller than you would think. When you meet her, she's 5'8".
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's tall for
a woman, yeah.
For a woman, yeah. By gender binary standards, that's pretty tall. But also, like, everybody's, like, just everybody's, like, this big.
The Jonas Brothers was probably the most nervous I've ever been to meet someone.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I've been in love with them since I was, like, 12. So it's definitely someone you never think you're going to meet.
That's true. That's fair.
Like, I was fine until we got up there. And then I thought you were going second and they had you go first.
Yeah.
And I didn't have, like, a second to even, like, get ready. Like, I felt so nervous.
I wasn't nervous to meet them. I was concerned about the time because, like, when they told me, they're like, you have 5 minutes. I thought they were being very literal.
Because most of the time,
to film her content. Because most of the time they are. Yeah. Most of the time they're like, clock starts now, bitch, get in there. Mm-hmm. Right. So I was like, I was just concerned about getting everything done. And even before we went in, I tried to tell her, I was like, we can only film one if that's easier.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, no, no. They want to do both. Like, they loved your ideas. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So, and then it was just like so quiet in the room.
That's why I didn't think it made me feel more nervous.
It was literally like,
so Drake's like, Dace, can you film me? And I was like, it felt like in Suite Life, I've seen that clip of them meeting Jesse McCartney again. Yeah. Where he's like, can I have some water? And London spills all that. That's how I felt when I was in there.
I was good. I was
just like genuinely steady. Really nervous. And then we had drinks after. I'm like, I wish I drank before I went in. I was so nervous.
I'm glad I didn't because I would have started sweating.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
That's true. I'm glad I didn't.
Dude, like, and the album, is that what it's called? The album?
Yeah. The album.
It's so good.
It's really good. I like it.
Very cute. Yeah, very fun. I loved it.
It's funny because when we went in there, afterwards when I got home, I told Billy about the whole thing and I was telling him, I'm like, you would have hated that scenario of standing in there. And he was like, why? And I go, because it was dead quiet. Mm-hmm. So just imagine you go into a room. It's the Jonas Brothers and then their team, which is probably like five people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like four or five people max. And then the three of us, like me, my mom and my sister. And it's dead quiet. Like, it's just like this. And then you just hear me.
Can I get room tone? That's what
I'm saying. If you just hear me like restarting sounds over and over again. Why is everyone acting
weird around me?
Yeah, it just keeps cutting because I'm trying to like film it in batches. Yeah. And it's dead quiet. And I'm someone who can't sit in silence. So like I just talked the whole time. Mm-hmm. I filled the air the entire fucking time. I was like, yeah, so you guys feeling good? You feeling great?
Ready for the show?
So great. Oh my gosh, I can't imagine. As I'm like doing the TikToks and I'm like, I'm so glad it's quiet so I can hear my own thoughts.
And they were all staring at us, at Drew. Well, not us, Drew. And then I was just all.
Yeah, they're standing in front of me and they're just watching me. No music. No nothing. Silent.
Kevin was the most conversational.
That is true.
Yeah.
They were all
everyone
very
was
nice.
Really nice though.
They
yeah.
were all very nice. And very
Kevin's a Scorpio. Maybe that's why.
I think it's because he's the oldest. I think it's just an older sibling thing to like take the lead on shit like that. Yeah. Like to just stand there. And Joe talked a little bit too. Mm-hmm. Nick didn't really talk much, but it was just so like, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm someone like, if no one's talking, I'm for sure talking.
Yeah.
Talking the whole sickness. Time. Chatterbox, bitch. I couldn't stop talking.
It's a sickness.
Because I just can't. I can't imagine like standing in silence.
Yeah.
Like I would have been like, hey, can you guys play some music or something? Yeah. Like,
not to compare us to the Jonas Brothers, but even during our meet and greets, we wouldn't do them unless there was music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
AC. And we're like talking like with every single person.
And you have to think too, like this isn't a meet and greet.
Yeah.
Like
we're working.
It's I'm literally on the job, bitch. Like I have a job.
You're hired. Yeah.
Yeah. I was hired to do something. So they're just like standing. They were just like. And I wasn't even taking long, but I was like, sorry, guys, I got to like cut down this sound really quick. And they were like, no, take your time.
We were probably in there maybe 15 minutes.
Yeah, if that.
But yeah, and
I was probably the fastest.
Yeah.
Who knows?
And she filmed two TikToks.
And I filmed two, yeah.
But it was pretty nutty. And we were trying to keep it cool. So
yeah, I felt like when I came in, they were like, what?
That's like, a big woman yeah. that is. Yeah.
literally. I did some work stuff when I was in New York and I was working with another person, and he's a cool guy. But he is about the same height as me, like maybe a little bit shorter. Mm-hmm. And I made it a point to mention every time we've worked together, I've been like, hey, like, just so you guys know, I am very tall. So if that like if you guys are worried because we're being filmed. So they're like optics wise, like if you want me to wear a flat shoe, I will. And the first time I worked with them, like we did some work stuff. They were like, oh, OK, yeah, sure. Noted. And then when I got there, they were like, oh, you meant like tall. Like I thought you were, they said they thought I was exaggerating. The first time we went to New York after the Oscars, they said they thought I was exaggerating. I said, what do you think tall means? Like, I think they thought I meant like I was like 5'8".
Yeah.
And I was like, no, like I'm, and on the meeting, I said, I'm 6 feet tall, just so you guys know. Okay. Okay. And then we got there, they had to send someone to go buy new shoes for me because like, with heels, like I'm like 6'3".
Yeah. Cause that guy's probably like 5'10". I would say.
Yeah, 5'10", 5'11".
Yeah.
We're like eye level, but yeah. I'm taller than him. So like, that's why I was like, and with my hair too, like if it's high, it makes me even taller. So they were like, oh, and so they had to send someone to go buy new shoes for me. So this most recent time when we were in New York, I worked with like a stylist and she was like, oh, you could wear, I bought these new platform shoes. She's like, oh, you could probably wear those. And I go, honestly, I can't because those shoes are like, I'm not kidding, like 5 inches high. So I was like, we're going to look like Shaq and Kobe. We're going to look like literally twins, like twins. The movie yeah, twins. The movie twins. Like, it just looks, it looks insane.
Absurd.
Like,
yeah.
It just looks, it looks comical. Like, you know what I mean? So that's why I was like, I can't wear those. I'm so sorry. And not that I don't like being tall. It's just when you film stuff, it's like,
no, they it
like,
looks better. Yeah.
They like you guys to be around the same height. They do the same thing for short women too. Mm-hmm. They have them wear a really tall shoe if they want them to be like, you know what I mean? Optics. So anywho, what were we talking about? The Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
Good time.
Good times. That feels like enough zoomies. Are you ready to get into this episode?
Yeah.
So our friends, we're going to take a quick little break with our friends at HelloFresh. So with HelloFresh, you get farm fresh pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Flavor is in full bloom at HelloFresh. Enjoy the taste of spring with chef-crafted recipes featuring ripe seasonal ingredients delivered right to your door. This May, HelloFresh is celebrating Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. Try limited time authentic recipes created in partnership with Chef Serby Sani of New York City's Tag Mill Restaurant and enjoy a cultural taste tour right in your own kitchen. So I personally have used HelloFresh before. I've talked about it before. Even though I'm vegan, they have vegetarian options and I just pick out the parts that don't necessarily make my stomach feel very great. I've done the zucchini boats. It had like a bunch of like sauteed veggies inside it and then you bake it. But other than that, I was actually really impressed with how fast and easy it was, how easy to follow all the directions were. And it was all around really fun for my mental health. I really enjoyed it. So you need to go to HelloFresh.com/2IdiotGirls16 and use code 2IdiotGirls16 for 16 free meals plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/2IdiotGirls16 and use code 2IdiotGirls16 for 16 free meals plus free shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Now back to the episode. So this episode, we asked y'all to do advice. I'm not joking. We got over 350 responses alone.
I know.
This is obviously going to be a two-parter.
In like 24 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys need my help so bad.
You guys want me so bad. Okay. Okay. So we're going to get into some of your advice questions. Again, we got over 350 responses. I guarantee by the Tuesday that this comes out, we will get more.
Yeah.
So...
also, I will say this, if you don't want to hear the advice, don't ask, just so you know.
And I put in there, are you comfortable with us using your name?
That too.
And when you put no, I always respect that, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
But that goes with, like, don't put it in here. I'm not going to sit here and type out a personalized response to you that no one else is going to see.
Yeah.
The whole, like, premise of the podcast is for us to... read them out loud because you're not the only person that's going through these things. Oh, yeah. So we just want to, like, it is a safe space. As much as we joke about that, it is a very safe space here.
Yeah. And like everything we say with love and tenderness. because I feel like even on the last episode, like some of you guys do things and then you're like, am I the asshole when we were doing that? Am I the asshole prompt? And some of you guys do, you ask, does that make, like, was that a rude thing or is that a bad thing to do? And if I say, I personally think, yeah. And then you get mad, like, hey, don't ask. Like,
you. But I also saw too some of you putting your own am I the assholes in the comments. And then y'all were in there like talking to each other, which I thought was very sweet.
Yeah, that's great too.
No, but I'm saying like, see, you put yourself on blast. Does that make sense?
That's so- my point. It's like you submitted it because you genuinely want to know or you just want to like hear us talk about. Tears talk about you or whatever your reasoning is. But everything we say with love and attentiveness. Even if I'm going to tell you you're wrong, I'm still, what about me makes you think I would lie to you? You know what I mean? Like, if I think you were wrong, I'm going to tell you. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you with love, right? But if you submitted it, I feel like you know. Like, in the last prompt, not this one. This is different. This is just asking questions. But Anywho, just wanted a little to get that
clarification.
Out there.
Make sure everyone's on the same page. Right? Yeah. And we do love and appreciate all of you. Okay.
Yes.
So, and we do. I love when you send DMs. Like I saw a girl saying like, because you guys talked about standing up to your sexist coworkers, I did it, and it's made a huge difference at my workplace.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Which I'm like, yay! And that then makes me happy. I'm telling you, you're not the only one going through a majority of the things that you're sharing. Yeah. That's the purpose of the podcast is to share.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, the craziest part is that no experience is really that exclusive anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we have the internet and we can share and build community, you don't feel so alone. So it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we got a lot about situationships. I don't think I've ever been in one. Have you? Kind of.
But not really. Like, not really. Mine weren't situationships necessarily. That we were, like, dating.
Oh, okay.
I think the difference is, I didn't... I don't know. Wait, let me think that.
Because a situationship is dating with no label, is it not?
Yeah, it's all the trappings of a partner and none of the commitment.
Yeah.
So it's like you go on dates, you spend the night with each other, yeah. You hook up, you do all the things of a relationship, but you're not in a relationship. I've never done that.
Got it.
Okay. So I've dated in the sense that we've like hung out, gone on dates, but neither of us were
committed. No label on it. Yeah.
And like it was like a few dates.
It's like casual.
Yeah, it's real casual dating. I feel like that's the difference between it, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because dating too, like you could date multiple people at once.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times I feel like with situationships, sometimes they're really one-sided. Like one person is somewhat committed and the other person isn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or vice versa. Or maybe you're both. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, do you want to give your opinion on situationships before we get into it?
Like queer ones?
Yeah. Because it's a different perspective.
Yeah. I've been in like talking stages. More than,
that's why I said like that's more dating to me or preliminary dating when you're talking, right?
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. I've never been in a situationship.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of was in one and then I was like, what are we doing? Either you're gonna date me or we're not gonna do it anymore.
Yeah.
So and that was me at 19. Would me at 29 do that right now? I don't know. I'm not gonna lie to you. Do I have the same confidence I did when I was 19? Yeah. I don't know.
I don't like situationships personally. Because I'm a monogamous type of girl. Mm-hmm. So like, if you're gonna get all of the perks of being a boyfriend, then you gotta be a fucking boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Like that's how I see it personally.
If you want to be in a relationship,
That's what I'm saying. For me, they don't work. I don't like situationships because I don't like that you get all of me and you get to go out and do it with like other people. Girl, like yeah. I think that's fucked up. For me. Right. So I've never done situationships because I don't like them. Like, I think if we're going to commit to each other, because like you buy each other gifts and shit sometimes, like, you know what I mean? Sometimes you celebrate birthdays together. Like, I just think that's all the trappings of a relationship, but you don't have the responsibility of a relationship.
Yeah.
Which means it's almost like to me, you get all the positives and none of the negatives.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't fight. You don't deal with me when I'm sad, when I'm sick. Like, you don't help me in any situations like that.
No, or you do. And then they're like, what are you doing? We're not dating.
Yeah, they're like, well, that's like boyfriend stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When it comes to like the mundane and the hard parts of relationships, you don't have to deal with that, but you get all the fun stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like that, me personally.
So we did get a lot of those. I don't know how much help will be.
But you don't know how much what?
We got a lot of questions on situationships. Okay.
I mean, so. I'll help you out if I can.
Okay. Okay. We'll start with this first one. It's anonymous. She said, I was in a casual situationship with someone who wasn't completely ready for a relationship at the time. We were going to be separated for several months. So that also played a factor because our schedules would be so busy. Although we said it was casual, he would initiate conversations that were incredibly deep with me. And we hung around my friends who stated that they didn't get the sense it was completely casual on his end. We never discussed what the future holds, but he has reached out a couple times since the move and he's coming back soon. He's never been anything but kind and understanding with me. We've both been seeing or talking to some other people during the separation before he moves back to our town for grad school, but I can't shake the feeling that maybe something could redevelop in the future. Do you have any advice on situationships, how to navigate them, or how to tell when it's completely over versus the possibility of the door being open in the future?
I mean,
do you think that she wants it to be, a situationship or she wants it to be a relationship?
It sounds like you want it to be a relationship. I mean, I could be wrong.
Yeah.
In the beginning, it sounded like you were like, ugh, because like he wanted a relationship. But then at the end, it sounds like you want a relationship. I think I personally, as someone who has witnessed one of the worst situationships I've ever seen in my life with like close friends of ours, the biggest, like, I think pitfall is communication.
Yeah.
Like you have to be honest and about like what it is super, you want.
I feel like kind of blunt. Like,
yeah, like doing? You literally have to, like what she said she did. What are we doing? Are we together? Or are we not? Because if we're not together, I'm going to go out and I'm going to find somebody else. But you can't live your life off maybes. Like what if? Like, yeah. What if he changes? What if he wants to be? You'll never know unless she asks.
Like, you haven't watched Normal People, but that's like the premise of the whole show is them like almost getting, like they'll sleep together and almost starting a relationship and then it doesn't.
Yeah.
And it happens like multiple. So you see them when they're in high school, when they're going to college, when they're in grad school or whatever. So see how like when I watched the show, it was so irritating because I'm like, just say you like him.
Yeah. And it's like,
just be honest.
Yeah. I think there's this like, well, there's fear because fear of rejection, which is natural and valid. But then there's also this fear of like, I think relinquishing power, like where you admit that you like someone first, which again is a fear of rejection, but it's also like, it's like letting go of your power, what you perceive to be like the power. Like a
pride kind of thing too.
Yeah, it's like a pride. But to me, there is power in vulnerability. Mm-hmm. And I don't like maybes and what ifs. As someone who has, I'm riddled with anxiety about the future. Mm-hmm. I don't have time for that shit in places I
can control. What are we doing?
Yeah, in places I can control it. I'm sure as fuck not running it there. So like if there's if you have to ask yourself like or ask like what are we? Ask him. Mm-hmm. Like tell him what it is you want. This is what I want. And I don't know where you're at, but this is where I'm at. So what are we doing? And then depending on what they say, rather, go from there.
I would rather rip it off like a Band-Aid like that than be, which is what I did once. It was like seeing someone who like would sometimes want to hang out with me, but sometimes not, but would always want to hang out with me at night at my in my house. And I'm like, what are we doing? But by the fourth time, I'm like, I can't do it. Because all day I'm worried, like, is she sleeping with other people? What are we doing?
Well, yeah. And you guys, and you had said that you guys have been talking to other people, but you're still thinking about him, right? So I would just ask, like, be honest about what it is you want and then ask what they want.
Yeah.
You never know until you ask. And then whatever the answer is, make peace with the outcome. Like, you're going to be okay no matter what. If they say, I just don't want to be in a relationship, believe them.
Yeah.
The first time. And move on.
And keep going. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if they tell you, I don't want a relationship, I really like you. I think you're so cool. Mm-hmm. You think I'm so cool, but you won't commit to me? Get the fuck out of my face. Mm-hmm. That's how I see it.
Like, you don't have to say that.
But yeah, you think I'm so awesome, but you don't want to wife me down. Get the fuck out of my face. That's how I see
it. If you want to be in a relationship, if you're
But if you don't, then it's a moot point.
Yeah, if he wants one, make him say it. But you don't. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean if it's the reverse,
yeah,
and you don't want it, but you feel like he might, then I would cut it off.
Yeah, to be nice,
to be fair, because then it's like you're leading somebody on, even though you know that what they want is not what you want. Mm-hmm. But if it's you, I just get it out the way. Like I'm, as you get older, you're like, I don't have time for this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So like, I don't have time for someone who's going to be like, I think you're so awesome though. So awesome. But you don't want to be my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too. When I meet really awesome people, I don't want to spend more time with them. Mm-mm. No way.
No way. Not for long term.
Yeah. And there's like, I told you, it's like a relinquishing power. There's power and vulnerability. I would just ask if that's really what you want. I would ask and I would get my answer and I would make peace with whatever comes after. You're going to be okay no matter what. But yeah.
Okay. This next one's from Giselle. She said, I just got out of a 5-year relationship. I've been with this guy since I was 20, and it's safe to say that I ignored every red flag on a very long list of red flags, including manipulation and codependency. Mm. My question is, how do I start this healing journey? I've started Pilates to get active. I'm in school again, so that's a distraction. I work full time. I read a lot to keep from thinking, and I'm constantly with my friends and family. Yet I still feel so lonely. And then she put in parentheses, and if we're being honest, I'm insanely horny. But I don't want to regress in my journey. It's only been a month, but I'm struggling. Any advice should be helpful. Oh my God, it's only been a month. Every article I ever read about healing after a breakup, they say by month 3, that's when you see the biggest difference. And I was like, yeah, sure. And I'm not joking. It's true.
Yeah. With Dayson, that was like literally almost 3 months to the day.
Yeah.
I mean, you have more to offer than I do.
Yeah. I mean, all the stuff you're doing is good. I mean, think of this too. Like, I've been single for a little over a year. Like, June will be like a year and a half. Mm-hmm. What a record. And for me, I think, like, I still get lonely now. Like, there's times where I feel like that.
And that's normal.
There's nothing wrong with me. Yeah. But I saw this TikTok from like a dating coach. It was like a positive one. It wasn't like, you have to nag every boy you see, you know? I saw he had said, like, it's irritating when you hear the phrase, like, it's going to happen when you least expect it. Cause I'm like, well, I don't like that because I want to expect it. And his version of that is to heal and expect that it's going to happen to you. So I would apply that in like literally everything. So you're healing yourself and expect that you're going to not feel so lonely all the time. That one that you are going to meet, you know, someone that doesn't have a lot of red flags and does take care of you in the ways that you need to be taken care of. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you're doing everything right, girl. I did a journal. I mean, a journal's kind of crazy because even if you journal for like the first 4 months, which is what I did, going back like almost a year later to look at them, you're like, oh my God. Cause I truly felt like I was never going to get over it. Like I was just going to be sad for the rest of my life. And cause it's almost like my therapist was like, it's almost like someone died. Like, cause I went full no contact, like don't talk to me anymore.
Yeah.
And it was hard. Like when you've been with someone for so long, like that was like 8 years of my life where I'm like, I don't get to talk to that person anymore because it doesn't help me. It hurts me in the long run. Being in communication with that person.
Yeah.
So I would just say to exercise even more patience. That's what my mom kept telling me. Like, you need to be more patient. It's been like a month. It's been 2 months. And I'm not joking. By month three, it's fucking nuts to see the progress you'll see at that point.
I will say this. I don't have a ton to offer other than I think you're doing a great job so far. You're doing all the things you, I think, should be doing, which is like shaking up your environment, like doing new things to stay active and not stay at home and not stay alone in the sense of like alone with your own thoughts and stuff for too long when you're in the throes of it. I think that's more harmful. So you're spending time with people that you love and people that love you. And I think that's a wonderful thing. I will say, though, whenever you're ready, I feel like there's a lot of power in repaving new memories. So like, for example, Dayson has a lot of horrible memories tied to New York. So when we went back, like you change it. Like you go back, you revisit certain areas and you do something new with somebody else that you love. And it doesn't have to be a romantic partner. It could be like a platonic friend. It could be a sibling or a parent. And you go and you do something else in that exact same spot, not exactly the exact same spot that you were, but you go to the same place or the general area and you make a new memory, right? And you repave these certain places. Cause like, you know, I think I hear this all the time when people ask me for like breakup advice, but they're like, there are certain things they avoid altogether because it reminds them.
You should make new memories.
Yeah. But you should repave them. Yeah. That's what Billy called it. It was like repaving new.
Reclaiming the space.
That's reclaiming the space, which is like you go back to the general area or place if you're brave enough and you want to go to the actual exact place and you make a new memory with someone that you love. That doesn't necessarily have to be a romantic partner. But I think that would help too, whenever you're ready, because then you realize that you were like a whole person before that person came into your life and you're going to be a whole person after, you know what I mean? Even if that's not what you planned on happening, you know, you can't control that, but like you were the same wonderful, amazing person that you are. You're that same person now that you were when you met them initially. So I think you're doing a great job.
You're killing it. It's only month one.
Yeah. And it's in the month. First 2 months feel like they're moving in slow motion.
Yeah.
I think. But
yeah, as soon as March came, I was like, this is insane.
And if you're feeling silly, change your hair. That's what Dayson did.
Yeah.
Change your hair. Try things that you've never wanted.
I got my septum pierced.
Yeah. She got her septum pierced. Like, try a new look, like try new outfits or something or new makeup or whatever. She started getting nails and lashes. Like, try new things that make you feel good and make you feel confident and that you've always wanted to try but didn't for whatever reason when you were with that person.
Yeah. I would say my last piece of advice would be like, even though you don't want to be alone, you should spend time by yourself. Like now that I live by myself, it's crazy how much more I like myself.
Yeah, it's true.
Because I was codependent too. So I completely identify with that and resonate.
But you're doing a great job.
You're killing it, girl.
Keep it up.
Keep it up. We got a lot of ones on gym stuff.
My specialty.
Yeah. Just talking about GYM, not JIM. I don't know who that is. Ah. Anyways, we did get a lot of stuff on gym stuff, working out and gaining weight, things of that nature. So this first one's from Madison. She said, "Hi, hotties. How do I find the motivation to start going to the gym, not feeling self-conscious while working out and staying consistent with being active? Love you both and thank you for the advice."
Well, the first thing I always tell people is, in whatever capacity you can, get cute gym outfits.
I'm not kidding. It makes a difference.
The game, like, get something cute, like, and it doesn't have to be expensive. Like, it doesn't have to be Lulu or like Nike. Like, you could go to like, I think like Target has really cute.
Walmart has really cute sets.
Yeah, get cute outfits, and they don't have to be ones that like make you uncomfortable. You know what I mean? But I would say to start with that. Make a fire playlist.
That helps. That makes a difference.
Make a fire playlist. And I always recommend to like, go in buddies. That's also a great idea. Yeah. Like, go with a friend or a family member or a partner or something, and like make a thing out of it where you go together. I recommend pre-workouts. So like Celsius, C4s, Reigns, like whatever gets you nice and juiced. Like, they taste good. And it's like a whole routine. You put together a whole routine. It's like
a little treat. Yeah.
Yeah. You put on your cute outfit. You drink your silly little drink. We know and love every silly little drink here. So then you do that. And then I would say start small. So if like you have, like, let's say you live in an apartment complex and you have like a little gym, like, start going there first. Right. And then as you like get more and more confident going there, then maybe you can upgrade to like a franchise gym, like an LA Fitness or 24. I don't know where you live, but like whatever, a Planet Fitness, a Crunch.
In regards to not feeling self-conscious while working out, I always think like everyone already is thinking everyone's looking at them, but you're not. Like, if I look at someone there, I'm like, I'm literally not even looking at that person or thinking about what they look like or perceiving them in any way.
Yeah.
I just think everyone's in there to do their job and go home. So
yeah, exactly.
And I always think of how Billy always says, you're allowed to take up space in the gym too.
You are, absolutely. And that's why I recommend going in buddies, because it makes you feel a little bit more confident going in with like somebody you know and somebody who loves you, and you guys can do stuff together. But also, if you do go to a big gym, like right off the top, like, you don't have to like go and start throwing weights around immediately. Like, sometimes I go to the gym and I just get on a cardio machine and I just do that for like 30 minutes and then I go home. Like, you're very capable of doing that. That is movement. That is working out. Get a nice little sweat and then you go home. Like, and then also, don't force yourself to go if you don't want to go. That's another important thing. That's how I think you start to develop a really poor relationship with the gym or fitness in general. Yeah. Like, is when you're like forcing yourself to do shit you don't want to do or makes you uncomfortable.
Well, and I think being very, we talk about this a lot, being very specific as to why you're going to the gym. So
yeah,
going to the gym to lose weight, not only is that fat phobic, but you're not going to stick with it.
Yeah, that's true.
That won't allow you to maintain consistency. So I go to the gym because I know my mental health, she needs it.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I go.
And then whatever happens as a side effect of that is what happens. Yeah. It's just like life happening, right? And also, to the same point that I made about like starting small, you could go for a walk, mm-hmm. like in your neighborhood, go for a walk, or like drive to a park and walk around the park, right? Or you could look up workout videos on your TV. Like, on
I
your do YouTube. That.
Yeah, I've looked up yoga videos. Yeah.
You could do that. Like, if you want to start small and start like working up, but still do the routine. Put on the outfit, put on the shoes, drink the drink, and then do it. Like, it's almost like gaslighting yourself into like going or doing anything at all that pertains to movement, because it's important. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Isn't it like you have to do something for a certain amount of days to build a habit? So
yeah, it's like 30 days.
If you do it enough times, it'll be like second nature by the second week.
Yeah. And then,
and two, my therapist always says to set, she says realistic goals, which sounds really mean, but she's saying like, instead of saying I'm going to go to the gym literally every day when you haven't gone to the gym in a year, like literally me.
Yeah.
She goes, instead go, I'm going to move my body at least three times a week.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, so if that's you go on a walk because you didn't have time to go to the gym, you're like, you can't be upset with yourself because you're like, at least I moved my body, because I didn't say I was going to go to the gym. I said I was going to move my body.
Yeah, and do something that, and movement is movement.
Yeah, like, she said, you could dance around your apartment. And I'm like, if my cats weren't so judgy, maybe I would. Yeah. You could do anything. You
know, literally anything that gets you outside and changes your environment, especially. I recommend going on walks to start too. I love a good walk. Mm-hmm. Especially as it gets warmer and cooler outside, like it's more walkable weather.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
I love a good summer walk.
And also walk. Like when we were in New York, I didn't work out when we were in New York because I was too busy working, but I walked fucking everywhere and that's more than enough.
That's my favorite thing about New York is being able, it's so walkable.
I walked so many fucking stairs in New York. It's crazy.
Like if I were to walk somewhere here, it would take me at least an hour.
A million years.
All right, friends, we're going to take one last break, and this one is with our friends at Fast Growing Trees. Breathe some life into your own backyard with fastgrowingtrees.com this spring. From shade to fresh fruit to privacy and natural beauty, let fastgrowingtrees.com help you plant your dream garden with their expert advice and fast, reliable shipping. So fastgrowingtrees.com's plant experts curate thousands of easy-to-grow plant, shrub, and tree varieties for your unique climate. Meyer lemons to evergreens and everything in between. No more waiting in long lines and hauling heavy plants around. With fastgrowingtrees.com, you order online and your plants arrive at your door in just a few days. So I love Fast Growing Trees because I found the Meyer lemon tree. I talked about it earlier. I was looking for a great price, and you will too. And honestly, I couldn't believe how big the lemons were and how fast it was coming. I was overall really excited about it. And with Fast Growing Trees' 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, you know everything will look great fresh out of the box. Join over 1.5 million happy Fast Growing Trees customers. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com/2idiotgirls now to get 15% off your entire order. Get 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/2idiotgirls. Now back to the episode. Okay, this one's anonymous. She said, so I'm transferring to a university after going to community college for 2 years, and I'm so nervous about the transition. I'll be leaving home for the first time, and I'm also an Inland Empire girly, LOL.
951.
I know. 909. Do you guys have any advice on adjusting to college life and being away from home? Also, by the way, love the pod.
Well, again, I feel like, well, first off, congrats.
I know. That's so amazing. Exciting.
Congratulations. Billy was went to junior college and transferred to 4 year. Both our parents did that. Fucking awesome. And it is a feat. So congratulations. I think that's a wonderful thing. I would say, I mean, what was I going to say? The thought literally left my brain as I was talking. Okay. Well, first I'll say, I think Days can offer more advice here as well. Only because, like you guys all know, I am a Virgo. So I couldn't fucking wait to go to college. Like I was like so fired up, and I love my family. I'm so close to my family.
No, she was just so excited.
But yeah. I was just fired up to like go. And that's because I've been like mentally 45 since I was like 14 years old. So I was excited to like go and be like somewhat of an adult and like be on my own. Dayson was the complete opposite of me. Like she hated going away from home. Like she was so not okay with living away from home. And she went to Oregon and I went to Hawaii. So like, yeah, I think you can offer more advice. But well, but I will say though, it's natural to be nervous.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. And it's natural to like fear the unknown. But I would focus on the positives. Like, first of all, you kicked ass in school. Now you get to go to a 4 year. That's amazing. And there is much more community in college. Oh, like community college. But there's much more of a like same community than there is in high school.
Yeah.
College is infinitely better than high school. Like, and I had like a good time in high school, but like college is just next level, I feel like.
Yeah. I mean, college is like, this is gonna make it sound way scarier, but or really scary, but it's significantly bigger than high school.
Yeah. In a good way.
In a good way. We're the way like in high school, like everyone fucking knows everyone. So there's no popular kids in college, like maybe athletes, but even then, like I wouldn't know who any of them are.
Yeah, and even then they go to school with the rest of you. Yeah. Like you all have classes together. It's not like anything crazy.
No.
I mean, her school was probably different than mine because Dayson went to the U of O, so like their football team are like celebrities.
I know. I never got ones that I liked and
In Hawaii, it's not really like that at UH. Yeah. But athletes are still like
celebrities,
popular or whatever. Yeah.
But there's no, especially the school you're going to, because she put it in here, but she told me not to share it. It's a lot bigger than you think it is. So it's really easy to find your own community if you look
exactly.
For it. So there's so many clubs, like so many organizations and things you can join to build community and make friends. And stuff like that.
And when you naturally form groups anyways, like especially if you live on campus or anything like that, you naturally will like form a group or a community of friends, and then you can like have lots of fun. Like I had the best time in fucking college. Like I had the greatest time in college. It was so fun. And then you get to like, you kind of get to live as like a pseudo adult, because you're like an adult but not really. Like you're not like having to pay bills or anything like that necessarily. Well, and by that I mean like as like you are as a human once you're out of school. But you get to kind of like still go to school and still have like a school experience with your peers, but then you also get to do adult things too.
Yeah.
So it's like, I would just focus on what you can control, which is like, you know, finding community, like finding a living situation. Like that's what, whenever I feel like afraid of the future, I give myself things to do, like to like almost like a to-do list. And that makes me feel a little bit better.
And we talked about setting a good routine. So
yeah.
I would definitely try to implement that. I think, I mean, when I went to college, it was 2012. So FaceTime wasn't what it is right now. Like, I was literally Skyping people and like,
Uvu.
Yeah, literally. With like friends and family. So
same.
I think I literally my first 2 weeks of college, every time I got out of class, I would call my mom and talk to her for like 30 minutes. And like on the 11th day I did it, she was like, don't you have like friends you can go to dinner with or something? Like we don't always have
she wanted to make sure that she was
socializing. So I mean, if you're moving into the residence halls, I know that they organize like the cheesiest shit to go to it. There will be other people in there that are like you.
Yeah.
And if you're a transfer student, I worked in orientation programs, they have transfer student groups on campus for people that are transferring in, so you can meet other people like you. So
yeah, and you're gonna have a lot easier time, I think, than you realize. It's just like, it's just scary because it's new, which is natural. But I would focus on things you can do, like preparing for it, feeling the most prepared for it. Mm-hmm. I did a lot of research because, again, Virgo. But like when I went to school, there was no Uber or anything like that in Hawaii. So I had to look up the bus system. I had to like figure out how to take it. Like, and all of that, I like looked up myself because it gave me confidence knowing I knew how to do things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even like the night before my very first day of school, I remember my roommate, who's still my friend to this day, and one of my other like classmates, she lived on my floor.
Yeah.
The three of us like walked the campus just to kind of familiarize ourselves. Yeah,
my roommate did that with me too. Yeah.
So the three of us did it together, and all of us were new. They were all from different, they were both from the East Coast. I was from the West Coast. Like we had never been there before. Mm-hmm. So we did it together, and like it feels good. Cause then when you wake up the next morning, you're like, okay, I know where to go. Generally speaking, I know where everything is. So that's what I would do. Make a little to-do list, but congrats. I think that's a wonderful thing. I think you're gonna have a blast.
I think you're gonna have so much fun.
Yeah.
And like the school, you can go to football games or basketball games or whatever.
Dude, sports games are just so fun.
Go to the sports that people don't think about too. Like my team had an incredible acrobatics and tumbling team. I don't know if other schools did. What? This is literally a sport.
I know, but not, I'm saying not every school has stuff like that.
No, I know. I'm saying look for sports like that people don't go to.
Well, my school.
And you'll see people there.
Yeah.
You sure?
I'm just saying not all our schools have that money.
Oh, you think that's why?
Yeah, that is why.
The school she's going to does, though.
What school is it?
But so go to stuff like that. Like they have like ice cream socials or whatever. Like my school did plenty of weird shit like that where they always had something going on.
Yeah, same. I used to have during like finals week or like midterms and stuff. Mm-hmm. They used to have all these study nights. I never went to any of them. We only went to one though because they had free food, which 90% of the time they do.
Free Red Bull pizza.
Yeah. And we had one where it was like pet an animal and study. Mm-hmm. And like they just brought a bunch of dogs and cats like from the shelter. And they like
And they put you in a cage.
You just go, and then it's like no one's studying because everyone's playing with the animals. Like, and they stopped doing it after that because they were like, this is a waste of time.
Their grades went down significantly when we did that. Yeah.
Test scores went really low.
Yeah, I remember there was like sororities on the campus that would do this thing called rent-a-pup, which I hate anything with the word pup, but yeah. And I'm like, I'm not going to give you money so I can rent a fucking dog and take care of it.
Well, and then I have to give it back. Like, it's
Oh, okay. Here's
$20. If I give you money for it, I'm
it's mine.
Purchasing it. It's mine now. But yeah, yeah. They have lots of things. Like, even at my school, the women's volleyball team is popular than football on my team. Like, it's like, but that those games are so fun to go to. Like, go to men and women's sports. My women's basketball team was really good too.
Yeah.
So like go to games, go to like on campus activities, like go to all kinds of stuff.
Did your school especially. Have museums on campus?
What do you think?
My school,
like, they do have some art installation, which I guess is kind of like museums a little bit. Like we had a lot of art stuff.
Okay, mine had one art museum. Actually, there might have been two, but I've been to one of them. Right, and it was so big. It was right next to one of the three libraries on campus. Mm-hmm. And then there was like an anthropology one that it was like exhibits of like giant sloths, like. It was crazy.
We didn't have that, no.
No, I know. That's what I was asking. But anyways, I know the school that you're going to because you put it in here as a secret.
Yeah.
I know you guys have money. That you could. They have stuff like that on
campus.
Also,
congrats.
I know. It's huge.
It's a big ass school. Congrats. Also, if you're from the 951, you're going to be fine.
You're going to be fine.
You're going to be okay.
We're built different.
And also, where you're going, I feel like it's almost like a... You'll probably find a lot more camaraderie anyways because you're like a West Coast girl. So you'll probably find lots of local people that go there too.
Yeah. I think you're going to have a lot of fun. I'm excited for you.
Yeah. So congratulations. You're going to have fun.
We're going to end on this one. We got this one kind of a lot, and a lot of people want to have advice on how to find your most authentic self.
Okay.
So this one's specifically from Olivia. This is literally written in here like 50 times. Like,
okay.
How do I figure out who I am? So she wrote, can you give me sort of advice on how to find your most authentic self? And then in parentheses, she wrote clothes, hobbies, relationships, etc.
I mean, that's kind of a loaded question. I mean, it's a little hard because like, if I tell you how I did it, then you'll just be me. You know what I mean? Like it's.
Well, I mean, you can just give perspective. I mean, because we both did it in different ways. So.
Yeah. I mean.
Like, okay, in regards to hobbies, remember we talked about how Drew said she doesn't have any hobbies?
Yeah, I don't have any.
But I have like 50,000 hobbies.
Yeah, I have like maybe one, and it's playing video games.
And even then, like, it's not consistent. And,
no.
My number one hobby, watching TikTok. That's something we have in common.
I can't even say that because TikTok's my job. So I can't even say. Again, like, I do it for a reason. It's not, That like literally is not a hobby by definition.
I know, I'm joking.
No, I get it, but I'm saying like even that I can't count, which fucking sucks, you know?
I would just say for hobbies, honestly, hobbies and clothes. Just if I know there's people that you watch that you like how they dress.
Yeah.
I know there's people, even if they're on TV, like one of my favorite, I love Phoebe in Friends. I think she's the coolest style. Mm-hmm. Do I dress like her? No, but... One day I will, maybe. Yeah. Who knows? Just and then just try it. You never know.
Yeah, with stuff like that. I would say I don't know how old you are, but like I would say the biggest thing is to understand that you are never really gonna know when you're young, especially. Like you're gonna keep growing and changing and evolving, which is like, yes, the core of you stays the same, right? Like your moral compass, like your love and your affection for people and your happiness and all that stuff, like where it comes from and the very essence of you will stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
But as you get older, you will change like the things you like and the things you wear. And, you know, I think it's the only consistent thing in life is time passing. That is the only thing that stays the same. Time just continues to pass. No matter what we do, time will pass, right? Everything else is not constant. Like it will change. Your relationships will change. Your friendships will change. Like I think making peace with change is the fastest way to like find who you really are.
Yeah.
Because when you fight it, you're like, oh, well, I don't want things to change. I don't want things to change. Like you're never really going to find the people, the person you're supposed to be with, the people you're supposed to spend time with, the job you're supposed to have. Like I mean, like, I thought for fucking sure that I was going to be in sports. And that's like what was going to, that was like the one thing I was fucking sure of was that. I was like, I'm going to work in sports. That's going to be my thing. I'm going to be like a sports girl. That's my thing. I've had that thought in my head since I was like 14. And look what fucking happened to me.
Yeah.
That didn't happen. Like it, in fact, it went a hard fucking left. And then my whole life got turned upside down. And then I found this. So that's why I'm like, it's really hard to answer that question because I don't know and neither do you. And that's the scary part about life, I guess. But I think like making peace with the fact that nothing in this life is as consistent as it may seem mm-hmm. at the time. You know what I mean? So I mean, relationships are the same way. Like, mm-hmm. like she can attest to that, especially, you know what I mean? And mine, like I didn't have anybody for a long fucking time. I was single for a long ass time. And I was like, I'm cool with being single because I didn't want to be with anybody that sucked, you know? And now look at me. So it was like, things change like yeah. all the time, man. Like, and even in my relationship with Billy, like, there have been times where, like, when we had like rough patches where I've like thought to myself, like, what if I was wrong? You know what I mean? Like, cause I believe Billy's like my soulmate. Oh, I know that. But like, I truly believe.
Oh, do you?
But there were times where I was afraid that I was wrong. Mm-hmm. Right. But I know I'm not wrong because we push through it. You see what I'm saying? But like in another lifetime with a different person, I wouldn't have made it through that. You yeah. see what I'm saying? So like, I think it's the key to finding your authentic self.
I think being patient.
Is being patient. Yeah. yeah. Like literally it's just so like even friendships, like you make friends and you're like, oh my God, my best friend in the entire world. We're going to be friends forever. Yeah. Best friend. And then in 5 years, you don't even see that person anymore. You don't even talk.
Not like, even like 6 months.
No, I'm saying like, I'm just saying like when you're young, you have this like eternal mindset of like, oh, everything is forever. And it's not. And that's the crazy, that's the scary part, to be honest. But yeah. like,
so in terms of like relationships and like life choices and stuff, I would definitely say be patient.
Yeah.
And I would honestly just try anything. Same with clothes and
you
hobbies.
Might as well, because like you, life is too short. You yeah. know what I mean? The same way that I said, like you have this eternal mindset and you think like everything is forever and it's not. It's the same thing for bad things. Like when you're in a job you fucking hate and you're like, I'm going to be stuck here forever. Mm-hmm. And then look what happens. You know what I mean? What fast forward and you could be living a completely different life.
Yeah.
Nothing is forever in that sense. You know what I'm saying?
In Morgan's episode, we talked a lot about how like, I finally feel like I know what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
And so I saw a lot of people, well, I'm 32 and I don't know what you're talking about. It's not your time.
Yeah.
It's not your time yet.
Well, and
it doesn't mean I'm better than you because I'm younger than you. And honestly, I'm saying I know what I'm doing right now. In a year, I'm going to be
that's what I'm saying.
What was she talking
about? That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about now.
Yeah.
And you know why? Because I've gotten to this point now where I've learned to accept that maybe not everything is forever. Okay. But I'm going to cherish everything I have now. Make the most out of
what's happening right now.
Yeah. It's like, well, also too, like, I feel like this, I mean, we're older. We're in our late 20s. We're all about to be 30. They're turning 30 already. But like, I just feel like this industry especially makes us grow up a lot faster too. Like we live at this advanced time wheel. So I feel like we're a lot more like, well, you know, I don't know what's going to happen in a year, but I do know that I'm really happy now. So I'm just going to cherish it now. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure a lot of you guys probably have that mentality too. But, yeah, I think like what Dayson said, patience is like the biggest thing. And then trying whatever it is you want when you want to try it, like just take it for a spin. You never know. Like,
yeah, I mean, this is a bad example, but like Drew's job at the NFL, she yeah. just applied and got lucky. You never know.
Yeah. I got picked out of a resume pile and then look what happened. When that happened, I was like, divine timing. I got picked. This is it for me.
This is my shot at the big time.
And then they forced me to leave. So like, you see what I'm saying? Like when that happened to me, that's what happens when you like aren't prepared for things to change. You know what I'm saying? Like yeah. what happened to me? It just like upended me.
Same with me. I didn't know yeah. that the person I was going to pick, it was going to end like that.
Yeah. And it forces you to change, but then it puts you on the right path, I feel like. So if I didn't try TikTok, I wouldn't be here. Like I thought to myself, like, I don't know. And like Billy really convinced me to try it. He's like, well, just try it. Like, who knows? And thank fucking God he did, because now I have like my true purpose in life is this.
A new one. And then next year, who knows what it'll be?
That's what I'm saying.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, that's why I'm like, as I continue to go and grow through this business, like I find new things that I love and want to try and pursue.
Yeah. Like our family talks a lot about Drew's year last year. Like, I mean, like if I think about me, like moving back home in December of the end of 2021, right? Mm-hmm. We're starting January off hot. Drew's like, I'm going to pay for you to get your hair done. I dye my hair red.
Yeah.
I would never have thought, since it's January, I would never have thought in October she was going to meet The Rock.
Yeah.
In less than a year. I would never have thought that.
That's what I'm saying.
I would never have thought a year later in December we'd be going back to New York to redo Mommy's birthday.
Yep. Yep.
To help me reclaim even more space in New York.
Yeah.
Make new memories in New York. I would never have thought we would be able to do that.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. You never know what's gonna happen. Even moving out, like getting my own place, I did that in less than 8 months. I never would have thought I could do
that. That's why I said the only thing constant is time. That is the only constant in life. Mm-hmm. Everything else changes. It could change tomorrow, it could change a year from now, mm-hmm. 10 years from now. Like, you just have no fucking idea.
You
like,
never know.
Like, literally 10 years ago, I graduated from high school this year.
I know.
And look what fucking happened.
I know.
Do you think I would have ever thought this would happen in 10 years? No fucking way. I would be rich because I would have invested in TikTok.
Stupid. I would have been rich because I would have bought out Steve Jobs. A lot of you ask questions about, like, because a lot of people are, it's graduation season. Congrats on all of you graduates.
Oh, yes. Congratulations.
College, high school, whatever. We're excited for you. Love you.
Love a lot of you are so like, much.
What do I do next? We just gave you a 30-minute TED Talk. Try something.
Anything you want. Anything you want. Like, whether it's school or not. School is not for everyone. Not everybody wants to pursue higher education in that sense. And that's okay. Like, try whatever you want. It, like, life is too short to waste it. And I feel like, honestly, I feel like a lot of Gen Z anyways has like
embraced
the change. Yeah. Of like how like the traditional route is not the way to go anymore for not for everybody.
It's not the only one that exists.
Yeah. Well, and it's not the only road to success. Like, you could find success doing literally anything now, which I think is a beautiful thing. But I get why it's scary too, because it's almost like so many options that you get overwhelmed easily. But yeah, I hope that helps.
I know. It is scary. I will validate you there. It is.
Yeah, absolutely.
It can be super scary. But
that's why I said it's terrifying, but it's also a beautiful thing. Like, that's what therapy's helped me realize, is like, change is not always bad. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's necessary. Sometimes it's painful. And sometimes it's a fucking blessing. Like, sometimes it's like a thank God that changed.
That's
like,
right.
You know what I mean?
My breakup was like a... like a Sparta kick to my fucking chest. Like,
that was me.
My body. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel that. That's why. And I'm someone who never strays from the path that I've laid out, that I've carefully articulated. Did you see that TikTok I sent you yesterday from Kira? I think her name's Kira or Kiara. I'm so sorry if I mispronounced her name.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, I'm a go with the flow kind of girl.
Very chill girl.
I'm super chill. As long as the flow goes exactly the way that I have planned it in my head under those specific circumstances.
No one disagrees with me.
Yeah, she's like,
and it goes just the way I wanted. Then, yeah.
She's like, under those circumstances, I am extremely chill.
Yeah.
someone commented, I go with the specifically and carefully curated flow. And she goes... and more, even more specific, a flow I myself curated.
Yeah,
that's literally so fucking me, dude. Embracing that some things are not forever is not necessarily a bad thing. That doesn't always mean it'll go from good to bad. Sometimes it could go from bad to good. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or just different. I think we just always anticipate change as being awful.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just different. And it doesn't necessarily mean it's bad.
It just feels awful, but it's not. You know?
Well, sometimes, no, I mean like me forgetting words, minute change, not like a breakup or something.
Oh,
like,
I see.
Like her dyeing her hair red. That's a minute change. It's not like a life altering change, but it made a huge difference. Like, you know what I mean? It's just completely different. And that helped her find your authentic self.
Yeah, my style a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
but don't dye your hair red. Only I'm allowed to have red hair. So
anyways, I hope that helps.
I know.
But congrats to you and anyone else graduating.
We love you. For giving thumbs up for those of you that are doing the audio one. All right, y'all, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Yes.
We will more than likely do a part two next week of advice. By the way, if there are people that you want to be guests on the podcast, go ahead and drop them down in the comments below. Yeah. I want to take a little inventory. We know the usuals, Brittany and Teffy. We'll figure it out. But there's people down there that you want to see on the pod. And we will have more people from the Off-Wallace Cinematic Universe soon that we've already planned out.
Yes.
If you like this podcast, you can stream it everywhere. You can listen to podcasts, and the video version is always on our YouTube channel. But other than that, we love you, and we'll see you next week. Congrats to all the grads. Bye. Bye.